Africa Global Radio. Our story, our growth, our future.
Journey of Faith, exploring the Hajj experience with Alhaji Dr. Bella Bello Bitugu. Episode 4.
Mina is a place 20 minutes drive from Makkah, where the tents are. That is where you leave Makkah and come and pitch in the tent. All these things that are being done are done according to the tradition, how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it. So you move from Makkah, you come to Mina. Mina is the small town where you pitch your tent. Everybody comes there to stay a few days. When it is the day of Arafat, that is the ninth day of the month called Zulhijjah, the Hajj month, on the ninth, you wake up early, take your bath, your prayers, and you move towards Arafat. If you don't go to Arafat, you have not performed Hajj. That is the most determining point. That is even why sick people, when they are sick, they can't even walk or move, but they've come to Hajj. If they cannot be driven by vehicles, then they are airlifted to come around the Arafat. So you do see helicopters hovering around, some for security, some bringing sick people who could not have walked or have gone there. If you don't do the Arafat, you don't go to the Arafat mountain, you have not done the Hajj. So you come and stay 2-3 days in Mina, and then on the ninth day, you move to Arafat. You have to be in Arafat in the morning and be praying. If you can, there is a certain square where you have to be. That's the Arafat. If you can, you are able, you can go to the Arafat itself. The Arafat is simply a mountain where the Prophet stood and said his last sermon. So you go to Arafat from morning up to about 5 o'clock, and then Arafat is over. Then you have become an Alhaji. That's the Arafat. That's the ninth day. So the tenth day, the following day, that is what we have Salah all over the world, where ram and cow are slaughtered. So Arafat happens on the ninth, and on the tenth is the Salah.
ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم.
Today is the last day, and we have to be ready to be picked by 10 a.m. We were given the opportunity to go and do the last stoning of the shaitan. As you may be aware, we started on the first day when we came. We did the big shaitan, which is the seven pebbles. Yesterday we went and did the second one. You know, there are three positions which I explained earlier. And so what happened is we did all the three yesterday, and today is the last one. So we are to leave at 10 a.m. and we've been given the opportunity anytime we want to do so. Some people did it in the night, came back to sleep. So we planned it in such a way that we'll start around 2, because prayer time is about 4:30. We'll do it around 2, or start the journey around 2. So it takes 2.5 hours. By the time we come, it's morning prayer, then we can pray. And that's exactly what we've done. We just got in, and then the morning prayer was starting, so right on time. Earlier on, some friends came to call me at 12:30 that we should go from there. We go to Mecca and do the Tawaf, but I thought it was too stressful. So this is what we've done. This is the last one, and you know the Eid Adha. Today is the last day. If you want to slaughter, you slaughter. If you do it beyond today, then you are only doing a normal sadaqah, not the Eid sacrifice. So today is the last day, and coincides with the last day. We've done the third one today. So we have completed this one, too. The next one will be the Tawaf. That's the Hajj circumambulation, which is before us. And I think
today when we get to Mina, later in the day we'll go and do that. My legs are paining, they are hurting, my soles are hurting, as if you get blisters. The whole body is weak and tired, really tired and weak. It's a tough one, not really sleeping. I mean, since Thursday we have been in a tent, about 60 people for us, ours, the others are more. They can get up to 120, 30, 50. It's very improvised, but you know, one is happy to go through this. It is the faith, it is the ibadah, it is the worship, and that's why we've come. That is the pilgrimage. But all in all, very satisfying, very fulfilling. And with the end of the ceremony or ritual, now moving to Mecca, and then we'll start the tawaf. After the tawaf is only resting, reflections, and then we see what happens.
The Arafat to Muzdalifah and stoning, especially those were the place that the stampede used to happen. Those were the place where people got lost, but they have worked so hard, so hard. They have worked so hard to create some kind of demarcation. So it was really very okay, but there was nearly a stampede, and I was in between 50-50, and it was at Muzdalifah. The bus, we went to the other side, then they said no, we should go and join the bus from the other side, so they refused to open the gate. So we moved again. When we got there, the Arabs who were, or the people who were guiding the gate, were just opening it slightly. The pressure was so much, and people said they want to go by foot but not to join the buses. And then there was stampede. People were pushing the door open, and then people were going, and some people, not knowing there were buses, like if you go to the stadium or to a cinema before, yeah, stadium, what they have, there are buses to just to prevent, and airports, yeah, but the airport, they don't do buses, they just do belts. There are bus where some are longer and shorter, so you labyrinth. People didn't know, I didn't know, and people were being pressed, men and women. Some people were shouting, people are going to die, people are going to die, people are going to die. In fact, at one point, I got into the milieu, and you have to bend down to go under the bar, and I saw it so late. And then, and that 3, 4, 5 seconds, I was in a panic. I thought, why am I going? Why am I here? And people were pressing on me. So I also had to force. And then I went down the bar and then came out. And then some of us were even saying, this used to be places where people used to die and used to lose their life. But that was where I got a little bit of a scare, I have to be very honest. And you mentioned that, yeah, but it went very smooth in terms of the stoning. They have created the place very well demarcated. They have now made floors. In fact, we even went to this particular stony, we went to the ground floor. People were there guarding in such a way that they will stop a particular group and let the group go before they allow the other one to go. And even at the stoning point, when the people are full on one side, the police or the guards will tell you to go to the other side, and that kind of thing. And what I also observed was that at the end of each stoning point, you realize that the crowd is even less, more concentrated in the front. So you have really watched, those are the places really people got lost. And come to think of it, yesterday when we were coming back, then there were these two women, old women, sat on a wall, and you could see they were very distressed. So they were talking, and I said, I wanted to speak English, they couldn't speak, and I couldn't see the tag. Then they said, Zamfara, Zamfara, Zamfara. Then I said, oh, so you, then I asked them, oh, so, and I spoke Hausa. They said, yeah, move Zamfara, Wani. We are the Zamfaras. I said, yes, I can see. The one said she was very tired, the knee was paining her, she's an elderly woman. And the other said, we are just suffering, we've lost our people, and look at our lips, we are even thirsty. And I was helpless, but I said, I would like to help them. So I pulled them to a place where they were shed. Then I went somewhere and then got some water, came and gave it to them. In fact, I got about three. They drank, and they said, Alhamdulillah. And then I saw a volunteer and thought if they could get a wheel to carry them.
The volunteer said he doesn't have a wheel. Yes, and it was a volunteer. I said, what of water? He said, yeah, there is water. So I took the 3 bottles of water and gave to them. They were very appreciative. And I moved them to a colder place. And I was very worried. What will I do? I was asking people, the police people, the soldier people, they couldn't do anything. I decided to just stay with them. And lo and behold, just as I went to go look for something for them, the other group came and then they said, oh, they found their people. Then I said, oh, and they thanked me so much and I was so relieved. May Allah accept our ibadah and may Allah accept our prayers and our hajj and may Allah guide, guard and protect. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Wa ala absarihim ghishawatun wa lahum adhabun azim.
This is an Africa Global Radio production.